The Sunday Sermon 10, Political Correctness and the Rise of Linguistic Fascism. So, political correctness run riot. Is it just liberal fascism? To broach the subject is to risk being called racist or homophobic by white middle-class academics. I have never been right-wing, and historically, the most authoritarian group I have been a member of was the Vegan Society. Meat means murder. When I went back to eating meat, they literally accused me of murder and attacking the Smiths. Apparently, to make an off-colour joke is to face conspiracy from activists that you are promoting Jim Crow segregation and apartheid for mentioning the word colour. When you point out you have had affairs with both men and women of all nations, and even a Turkish post-operative transgender, you get called a hate crime for saying God save the Queens and mind the gap. I was attacked at university by a left-wing media production faculty for not being bisexual enough for their liking, and came under fire during the campaign to reduce age of consent by pink pound activists. I lost a house I owned outright, became street homeless, and received death threats just for adopting a contrarian position on the feminazi Gestapo and Larry fairies within the media, and was literally defamed on national TV for purposes of humiliation and their entertainment. Just to point out that so-called politically correct controls on language use are a violation of freedom of speech with authoritarian intentions to down-dumb dissent and conflict is to be faced with a barrage of claims of neo-Nazism and extremism. The elite academics will claim that you, not they, are forcing political agendas and ideology on often confused and indoctrinated students that they claim need safe zones and trigger warnings to prevent me, for instance, saying I was raped by a black homosexual. Totally the truth. A disabled, homeless teenager raped violently by a black queer. It must be pointed out, I was on a date with the criminal in question, so how come I get called a racist homophobe? I was beaten about the head and face whilst they sexually assaulted me. The police were informed on the night of the rape and laughed at me, saying I must love black cock. Not my words. That was the police line in Ladbroke Grove Police Station. They seemed to find it hilarious. If you think that made me angry, you are right. In the 80s, when the crime occurred, no homosexual rapes had ever been convicted under British law and victims portrayed as willing participants or repressed homosexuals. I have always slept with either gender and been ambiguous in sexuality, so how the fuck could I be a repressed queer? The gay community, for their part, declared total war on me for trying to expose the perpetrator, and religious groups linked to their family targeted me for telling the truth, claiming I was a sinner because I had been raped. You will note I offer no trigger warning. Adults can choose what information they are exposed to, and no such warning about explicit content is ever necessary, and indeed the very idea of triggers is, in my opinion, total bullshit. So the establishment in the media, made up of libertarian mainly white elites, attacked a disabled person, labelled vulnerable by the local authority due to being a victim of abuse in childhood, and set it up so that activists declared total war on me. Total madness. If that is not an abuse of powers, then what is? As I am a militant atheist and contrarian on religion, I have faced claims of Islamophobia. I am not scared of Muslims at all, and once managed a business for purely Islamic investors who included employees of Amnesty International office workers. When I fell out with them, immediately in the conflict, I was tarred with the brush of racism, without any statements of that type. As I am against all religion and consider them against my rights or equal opportunity, I have been called an extremist. As I am white, I must, it follows from the politically correct agenda in academia and media, be racist. I am as against the Christians, indeed more so since I have had more conflict with Christians, as with Muslims. It is a philosophical standpoint. My politics are left of centre, and I have never been conservative. Doris and the girls at number 10 may like listening to the post-60s yapping of Dylan, but that is no reason to put me in the doghouse. The government goes to any extremes. Legislative regulations have been used to leash and muzzle me like a wild Rottweiler. My civil rights are violated because rich elites have taken offence over things I have said publicly. So-called liberals in human rights groups have claimed police have a right to invade my home and record anything and everything I say as evidence of extremism. Clearly, this is a form of fascism. I had to fight a European Call of Human Rights action just to speak freely as a survivor of childhood sexual abuse without being impeded, restrained, or labelled batshit crazy. Just who is trying to hide what? Who is the oppressed underdog in that situation? So when I am told to watch my mouth, as a disabled, working class, white male Anglo-Saxon protester, my general response is fuck the Nazis. I freely say that I would like to kill child abusers. I never thought the authorities were stupid enough to make out that language presents a credible threat to the gay community. I know from experience child abuse is about power, and the perpetrators in my history were for the most part heterosexual, despite assaulting a little boy. There were a couple of gay offenders in my young teens. Apparently the Queen forgave them all. I'm not a Christian. I never forgive anything. You are never going to find me on my knees in a mosque, but I'm genuinely committed to equal opportunity for all. That includes foul-mouthed upstarts like myself. I'm never kissing up to the domination by the elites. God save the rich, Governor. I have a right to be as offensive as I please. No one has the right to slit my throat, deplatform me, or cut my tongue out. Rich wankers in media exploiting divisions on grounds of gender, race or sexuality are the problem. They want to keep all the power to themselves. Elitists using the political correct agenda to silence the great unwashed.